My impression is that almost everyone has a good understanding of cause and effect. However, it is very important that one practices cause and effect. Just understanding cause and effect alone is not going to reduce our discontentment, and it's not going to increase our experiences of joy. In order to do this, it's very important that we know what causes happiness, what causes joy, and what causes discontentment or unhappiness or suffering. Most important in this is our motivation. Predominantly, what would be positive is whatever is to benefit others, and what would be negative is anything that is really involving our self-grasping. Is our motivation really to benefit others, or is our motivation to ultimately benefit ourselves? And when we experience suffering, nobody can substitute us for the suffering we're experiencing. If we don't act on the suffering, then it doesn't affect other people, but what's going on inside of ourselves, our experiences of discontentment, hurt, depression, unhappiness, self-criticism, this is all going on in ourselves. Nobody else can substitute us for this. This we have to experience ourselves. And where does this come from? Because of the causes and conditions that we have created in the past. We have planted these seeds, and now these seeds, these karmic seeds, have come to fruition, and we are experiencing either the discontentment or the contentment, the happiness of those past actions. And so, as they say, if you want to know what your past was, have a look at your life now. If you want to know what your future is going to be like, have a look at how you're acting now. And what makes cause and effect possible is emptiness and impermanence. If there was no emptiness and impermanence, cause and effect wouldn't be possible. And due to this, it's very important if we understand emptiness, if we understand impermanence, that we value every single moment. We know that things might change, and we don't know when they're going to change. And in relation to this, we watch every moment. What are we doing? Every second, what are we doing? Are we valuing our every moment? And also, in that every moment, are we having a look, being mindful, making choices that are going to bring about a better, a happier future for ourselves? And are these actions not only going to benefit ourselves, are they also going to benefit others? We might not be able to realize the profound practices of wisdom emptiness now, but what we can do is practice cause and effect. Cause and effect is what is happening before us at the moment, right before our eyes. And this is something that we can all understand and that we all can put into practice. Of course, sometimes it's a little bit difficult to put into practice because we wish to create positive causes, but it's difficult because we are still influenced by our past negative habits. So we think to do something positive, but within a few moments, we have already forgotten that and we have fallen back into our old habits. Sometimes we want to make our life meaningful, but we forget, we think about it, then we forget very quickly and we fall back into those habits. And it's not because those habits are more positive, it's because those habits are more comfortable. We're used to them. And so we tend to fall back into our comfort zone instead of saying, maybe, okay, it'll feel uncomfortable for a while, but let me rather invest in these habits that are going to create happiness in the future. And with this, we can really also call it creativity. We may call it cause and effect. We can call it creativity. Why? Because every moment our choices have creativity. Every moment what is going on in our mind stream, our motivation, is going to plant karmic seeds which are going to affect us in the future, just as we are enjoying or enduring the result of our past actions. And in this way, we can rejoice in impermanence, and we can rejoice in our potential for our own creativity. However, with this creativity, as Spider-Man says, with great power comes great responsibility. With creativity also comes responsibility. because we have this great power, this ability of creativity in our every moment, in our every choice of what we're doing with body, speech, and mind. However, they are also going to be, these choices are going to be responsible for our experiences later on in life. And in this way, as a practicing Buddhist, understanding cause and effect, or understanding creativity and responsibility, we realize that what is happening in our life is not somebody else's fault. We shouldn't go blaming everybody else for what's happening to us. The luck that we experience, the unhappiness we experience, is of our own creation. So just like when we point our finger, if you point your finger at somebody, if you look carefully, you see three fingers pointing back at yourself. So while we might blame somebody else, three fingers are saying we are the ones that should take responsibility for what's happening in our own life. When I say this, always remember as well, for our own life, this is the result of our own creativity, and so we take responsibility. But for other people, you don't just say, oh, this is your karma, you sort it out yourself. We must practice bodhicitta, help others as best as we can in their difficult circumstances, if we are able to help them. If we can't help them, then at least don't hurt them. And these choices of creativity are very important. They affect us in our life. They're going to affect our future life. And you see this as well at the time of death. All the great masters say what is so important at the time of death is how we lived our life. What is going to be very influential at our time of death are those positive or negative motivations with which we acted on with other people in our life. And all the great masters say this, all the great spiritual schools say this, you even hear people like Mother Teresa saying this, you hear these accounts of people that have had near-death experiences, and so many of those accounts you hear people saying that they experienced how their actions hurt or made other people happy and themselves. And many of them, when they come back, they change the way they live. They're not so materially concerned anymore. They change their life and are more inclined towards being kind and beneficial towards others. Some people are very doubtful or dubious about past and present lives. People wonder, why can't I remember my past life if I had one? We don't even remember what happened last week, last month, last year. And there have been people like Dr. Stevenson, who has had many, many hundreds, thousands of cases of past life experiences, which he has documented. Yet for many people, it seems very strange to have had a past life and to think that there might be a future life. However, with respect to cause and effect, it is very important that we are very respectful and take responsibility for what we're doing with our actions, because it will affect our future lives. As I think it was Heraclitus said, we never stand in the same river twice. We see this with impermanence, the same as the candle, this life of ours. It seems to be the same life, but everything's always changing all the time, the same as the candle. If we light a candle, that flame, the flame burns on the same candle, but the flame that started and the flame during the middle and the flame at the end is not the same flame, is it? And those karmic seeds that we have planted with the respective motivations is going to follow us wherever we go, just like an eagle. An eagle might fly high in the sky and you don't see its shadow, but as soon as it settles down, that shadow is there. The same, our karmic seeds will follow us like our shadow. Within our mind stream, we have the opportunity to generate positive karmic results. Like a farmer does, maybe he has a field and the field is open and he has the choice to plant whatever crops he wants to plant in that field. And in the process of planting those crops, he also needs to water those crops, to tend to those crops, and also to weed out any unwanted plants that may also start growing in the field. Similarly, for the farmer, maybe in the beginning the field is not open He needs to pull out a few trees or unwanted plants, and then he has an open field. The same for us as well. Sometimes we have the influence of our past karmic seeds, and gradually we start to weed them out. We start to transform those arising thoughts, those negative habits, and then start generating or acting in positive ways of body, speech, and mind. Maybe like the little prince. In the little prince, he has a very small planet, and on that planet grow these big trees, I think baobab trees, and he needs to pull out those trees before they become too big, because if he doesn't, then what happens is they grow very deep roots and they start to split his planet apart. The same principle as well. We should be very careful about what habits we are generating, that we are cultivating, because those habits are then going to affect our future joy, or are going to create or generate our future unhappiness. We are both the director and the actor. What we are doing now affects our future. Although we may aim for a certain dream or have a certain aspiration in the future, it's important to know that the future is not created in the future. It's created now. What we are doing now is what is going to generate those causes and conditions for us and for our experiences in the future. It is very important with mindfulness and awareness that we watch every single arising thought. Any negative motivation that arises, transform it. Even the smallest of negative thoughts or motivations can cause a lot of unhappiness and discontentment in the present and in the future. These thoughts of ours originally don't have any nature. However, when we apply them positively or negatively, this is what is then going to affect us now and in the future and plant those karmic seeds. Just like money, money in itself is not positive or negative. What determines whether it's positive or negative is how we use, for what purposes we use that money, for positive purposes or negative purposes.